Hi there. The word for you today is on now faith. In Hebrews 11 verse 1 we read, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for." When you're in the middle of a crisis, what you really believe manifests itself in what you say, in your attitudes, and in your actions. For example, when Lazarus died and his sister Martha said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died," she was voicing what you could call past tense faith. When Jesus said, "Lazarus will live again," and Martha replied, "I know that he will live in the resurrection," she was demonstrating future tense faith. But when she said to Jesus, "Even now God will give you everything you ask," that's it. She was demonstrating what you could call now faith, which is present tense faith. As believers, the Bible tells us not to look at the things that are seen, but the things which are not seen. Now faith stakes its claim on something, and listen to this, Hebrews 11 and 1, quote, "even though we don't see it." Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7, "we walk by faith, not by sight." Too often we base our feelings on what we see instead of what God says in His Word. But as author John Walker writes, and I quote, "when we believe that reality is confined to what we see, we become trapped into thinking the only truth is what we see. We become prisoners of our own perceptions. We cease walking in faith, because those who walk by faith, well, for them, appearances are never the ultimate reality. Reality extends beyond what they can see. The things we do not see," the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 18, "the things we do not see are eternal." In other words, time and circumstances don't diminish or alter them. Even though things may appear bad in your life right now, please hear this. God is working things out for your good. Romans 8:28 says, "all things work together for good to those who love God." God knows how the story ends, so fix your eyes on the unseen and not on what you can see. Okay? That's the word for you today.